I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Israel has promised a strong response to Iran's direct missile attack. Iran says if Israel responds with force, it will attack again. But there's a divided narrative within Iran. While there were televised celebrations on the streets this week, others mourned the step toward full-blown war. Lana Silk with Transform Iran.
The people of Iran don't hate the people of Israel, and they do not want this war. They want out of the chokehold that they find themselves in. And if that means a war, what I'm hearing from Iran is bring it. Like, whatever it takes to weaken and dismantle our regime, we will take it because our lives are so difficult as they are today.
Silk says to remember the ordinary people in Israel and Iran are trapped in this war and pray for their salvation. Ask God for a swift end to fighting, but for his will to be done. And it's supposed to be the end of Southern Asia's monsoon season, but today, Nepal is reeling from heavy rains last week that turned into flash floods and landslides. At least 224 people lost their lives. John Podaiti with Bibles for the World says their partners are serving among the nearly 2 million people in the hard-hit capital of Kathmandu.
Just never planned to have a city with this many people in it, with the necessary flood controls and water runoffs and things like that. So they are housing, sheltering hundreds and hundreds of people, also feeding them. And these are people who just have nowhere to go.
Christians make up less than 1.5% of Nepal's population. Podaiti says it's an opportunity to show the love of Christ to their Hindu neighbors. If you want to receive a prayer guide for the Hindu world, look for the link at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free devotional called Making Waves, TWR's journey to reach the world for Christ through media. Connecting partners, media, and you. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.